Welcome to Everything Iconic. You guys, I'm here with Jerry O'Connell, Bravo icon.
Am I an icon?
Housewives historian.
Am I an icon?
Yeah, 100%. You don't feel that? You were in Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah, I thought you meant on Bravo. I was like, I don't know if Bravo's play-by-play makes me a Bravo icon at this point. Maybe? I don't know if I'm on Kelly Bensimon status yet.
Kelly, we've been on this show before, too.
Kelly has.
But it was like a call-in.
Oh.
It was a call.
Well, still,
I mean, what do you mean? How do I get? I DM Kelly Bensimon and I say, call in. Then she calls me from a cab and she tells me, what is she?
Hold on a second, just because I need to know this stuff. Because for Bravo's play by play, I would like to book Kelly Bensimon as well. Especially,
she would be amazing.
You know when I would have liked to have talked to her if this show that I do, Bravo's play by play, was on after the Cartagena trip? Mm-hmm. If I could have gotten her on the show to interview her about what it's like to go on housewives trips, like to give us some insight as to what happens.
Don't you want all the unedited footage from Scary Island? Like, I think that three-part is the best three-part thing that's ever been shown on Bravo.
Scary Island was good. I'm actually going to say Cartagena was better.
It was better?
Because yeah. I'll tell you why. Going into Cartagena, expectations were super low. And actually, a few... even after the first episode, I was like, I guess Bethany's crying. They're going shopping. Carol and Bethany are having a thing. Dorinda really stepped it up for all of us.
She did.
And also, the diarrhea really stepped it up.
Ramona's
but I and I challenge you to answer this. I really want your opinion.
Yeah.
I have never laughed as hard as I did during that boat trip.
100%.
Was that the hardest you've ever laughed on any Housewives show?
Well,
yes or no?
No, not the hardest. But oh. I will say that I actually laughed harder on the Cartagena trip when Dorinda had the Joker makeup on.
Right.
Like, to me, that was funnier because it was like she was just the fact that they were all going about the scene and Bethany was the only one to call it out and say, are you going to let her look like that?
Right. I got to tell you, I was Team Carol there. Dorinda, in her very clear state of mind at that time when her makeup was like that in Cartagena. By the way, I love being on this podcast because I don't have to explain
if I'm
on like Kathy Lee and Hoda, I'd have to be like, hey, well, what we're talking about is Dorinda, who's the Megan Nice girl. They went to Cartagena and it was the end of the night and she had a crazy night and her makeup was all over the place. It's really funny. Take a look at the clip.
Wait, Jerry, weren't you on the show? Weren't you on Kathy Lee and Hoda when they were premiering Kathy Lee's new video with that
yeah,
man.
I was on it.
I love her. I talk about her on the show a lot because I love Kathy Lee. KLG.
Yeah. By the way, there's a slot open in the New York Housewives. I'm going to say right here, Kathy Lee would make a pretty good addition. I have a really fun take on the New York Housewives. I do not want to forget about my Dorinda take in a second.
Yeah, sorry.
But Kenya Moore, Atlanta. Sorry, we're bouncing around from franchises. Left Atlanta to be with her new hot husband with the nose ring in Brooklyn, right, who's a restaurateur.
Put her in New York. Yeah. What do you think about... Wait, go back to your Dorinda take.
I'm going to go back to my Dorinda take. We were talking about her lipstick. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I just had an edible.
Did you really?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I'm kidding, sort of. I'm not. With Dorinda... Oh, yeah. I was talking about how the trip in Cartagena ended up being better than Scary Island in a lot of ways.
Yeah. That's interesting. I thought it was excellent. I do disagree. I think Scary Island, to me, I don't know, maybe it's because I need more time away from Cartagena.
Right. Here's the deal. Scary Island was amazing because it was the first.
Right.
And it was almost like, it's almost like saying like a work of Shakespeare. It would be, you know what? We shouldn't even compare the two. Right. It would almost be like trying to like compare like the bodyguard script to Hamlet. Like both are good in their own ways.
Sure. You know what, Jerry? This is why I love you on Play by Play. So I watched the premiere. Yeah. And
Tell me honestly.
Yeah.
What did you think? Thoughts, everything. Tell me what you thought.
I loved you on it. I think you can tell in your face, like you're so excited. You're so passionate. What I loved every time they cut to your face and you would, I think at one point when you were talking to Andy and he said Carol was Trumpian and you could see your face. It was like, you were so fucking passionate about these people.
Right.
You love Housewives. You love Bravo. You take it seriously, which as a fan, as someone who loves that stuff, that's what we want to see on TV. So I loved that.
Right.
About the play-by-play, and I think it's a great show. My only thing is I would wish that there was like maybe a rotating panel around you.
Okay.
With more women. That'd be my...
It's crazy because it's kind of a new thing. Right. I mean, I know The People's Couch was a show that was on Bravo, but this is like, it's kind of a new thing. It's a little bit of a big swing for Andy and our other boss, Michael Davies. I don't know if you've had any right. interactions with him. Super smart guy who actually runs a production company that runs Watch What Happens Live. So this is sort of like, this is sort of like the offshoot of Watch What Happens Live. I mean, not to get all, Baba Walters on all of this, but like, it's sort of the View of Bravo, right. you know? I'll tell you, my biggest concern was making sure you, the ladies of another podcast, Bitch you were Sesh. On Bitch Sesh, can be downloaded wherever podcasts right. are downloaded.
We love the Bitch Sesh girls,
I was very concerned going in. I have to tell you, every time I read any script, get into any topic with everyone and I'm on that table, I really think, what is Danny and the Bitch Sesh girls gonna, what are they no, gonna, Jerry. What are they gonna say about you this? I'm you. Joking, but I'm actually not joking at all.
But I will say, I truly, 100%, I'm not even bullshitting you. You can see that when watching you. And I talked about this on my show before I even knew you were coming on. I said, you can tell he loves it. He's a fan. He's into it.
So it's interesting. You know, I mean, it's funny. We had an original title for the show that was promptly scrapped because obviously we are not inclusive, but it right. sounded exclusive and we are not.
In your defense, though, with that, I will say, though, that Bravo had been selling Real Men by Bravo merch for a while, and people seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah, look, we all have Twitter. We know how it goes. You know, I mean, it's probably better that gender is not mentioned in the title. Why it's fun for me is I'm able to talk not just like once every couple months when I go on Watch What Happens Live mm-hmm. about Vicky Gumbelson's love tank. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun for me.
Yeah.
It really cracks me up. It really cracks me up that I go to meetings in a conference room and they want to hear, like a group of people want to hear my opinion on what Steve Lodge's intentions are. And when I start to go into it, a bunch of people look down at their computers and type down what I say.
It's amazing.
And I look around the room and I go, yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
You know, I always feel with this podcast, like when it's a good episode of Housewives or Married to Medicine or Shaz or something, anything on Bravo, when it's a good episode, you feel like I have to take to the microphone. I'm like, I have so many thoughts and feelings about it. And so I'm sure, I imagine it's the same way.
It's
like,
really funny. You, McConkie, the Bitch Sesh gals, some of the funniest podcast episodes are like the 5-minute episodes. Like, hey, I know we're on vacation. But I just watched the reunion. I'm so sorry. I gotta say this. What the fuck is going on with Bethany and Carol? Oh my god! It's almost like breaking news. Right, like right.
Really, I have to get these thoughts out.
It really cracks me up. It really makes me laugh.
And the Bravo fans, the people that are so passionate, like we need this. We need to talk about it. It's like it is our sports. It's like this is our Super Bowl. When we have a reunion where it's Bethany versus Carol, like we need to get it out.
Well, it's also our Meet the Press. You know, right. I mean, but instead of I was about to say instead of talking about Trump, we talk about Kelly Dodd and her inability to get over Mike
Locken's hands.
love me some Kelly Dodd.
Yeah, is she your favorite? Who's your favorite?
I can't say who's my favorite. Like that's like saying like, who's your favorite singer. I love Kelly Dodd.
Yeah.
I like this new gal, Gina Kay. I can't say her
like
last
Gina.
Name. Yeah, I like her a lot. You don't like
No,
her.
I do like Gina. I do like Gina. I just feel that the divorce storyline is confusing because we're not seeing him.
I think it's awesome. She came into a franchise. Not just came into a season. Came into a franchise knowing she was going to get divorced. Have you seen pictures of her soon-to-be ex-husband online?
It's gorgeous. That's why I want more of him, Jerry. I'm like, give me more of this man, Matt. He's attractive.
What do you think is going on? Do you think he is already in another relationship?
You know, I had heard that he can't do it because of his job, which I'm not sure that I believe.
I don't believe it at all.
And I think he backed out at the very last minute. This is what sources that I've heard from. I don't know that's true. But that he backed out at the last minute and they were going to a downgrader to a friend of, but then, you know, a lot of the storylines are centered around this whole thing. And so now she's, I had heard it happened at the last minute. He was supposed to film. Don't know if that's true.
Where do you think Northern LA is? For those who don't know what I'm talking about, and I shouldn't have to explain this, but Gina is continually saying that her husband is living in Northern LA. I had never heard of that. Is it North Hollywood? Like, what are we talking here?
It's funny that you say that, because I'm rewatching old seasons of New York, and Kelly Ben Simone, at one point, Countess Luann asks her, like, what neighborhood is this? You know, she's at Kelly's house, and she's like, I don't know, I just call it downtown. And they're like, but where? And she's like, it's just, I call it downtown. That's what it is. And it's like, Kelly, and that's so Kelly, too. It's just like, Kelly's just going by her own rules. And
systematic bullying.
Remember she's that? Making up terms. How could I forget?
It's a classic case of systematic bullying, which is
that a medical term? I just want to know what that is. Systematic bullying. I want to just know. I don't understand.
It means bullying.
Okay. I didn't know that was like a real term diagnosed.
How is it going back?
Oh, I love it. I think New York is really fun to rewatch. I have this like Patreon, which is a subscriber thing. Uh-huh. So people, I recap old episodes, and it's just so bizarre. It's a different show back then.
It's so funny. I mean, it sounds so interesting to me, and I'm not sure I can do that because I'm on Bravo Play by Play. I have to like, I usually have, let me tell you why it's a little bit of a tough job, is for each episode, I have, you know, I have to watch an hour episode of Shaz, an hour episode of Married to Medicine, hour episode of Orange County when New York was on, an hour episode of New York, and I'm missing two others. So I have about a Below Deck, which is coming on next week,
right,
and Below Deck Med when they had their reunion. So I had about, for each episode, 8 hours that I had to view.
That's a lot.
Now, I know that sounds like fun, and it's like, oh my God, that's my dream job. But I got to tell you.
No, I get it.
Like, you can't watch 8 hours of straight television. You cannot do. I know everyone's like, I Netflix and chill. I can do it. I'm telling you, you can't do it because also there's a lot of like pausing and being like, I got to talk about Captain Lee and Kate's relationship. That's like no other relationship. Is it a father daughter relationship? Mm-hmm. Is it a working relationship? Is it a loving, like, are they lovers? Like, I need to like, and so you sit down and like write like a paragraph of like what your thoughts are on that. And it's really, I can't believe I'm complaining about this job, but it's like, it's borderline work, you know?
Jerry, I totally get it. Cause I do it. I mean, I do it for this podcast.
I know.
Like,
I don't even care.
I don't cover that many shows. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you covering all those shows, like, I don't cover Below Deck. I watch Married to Medicine for fun, but I'm not talk about it much on this show. Yeah. But it does feel like a lot of work. And when you're taking notes to try to recap it or whatever, it's a lot. It's really
crazy.
You know, everyone tells me you got to get into 90 Day Fiancé. And so I got into that. I got into Before the 90 Days.
I've heard you recently talking about it. I've also heard the ladies over at Bitch Stash. I'm so sorry of giving them so many plugs on your
I love them.
Podcast
Casey
here.
And Danielle are amazing.
You know, I know I'm only here to talk about Bravo, but that is
Darcy
a show
and Jesse.
As well.
Darcy and Jesse are great.
Darcy and Jesse are the people in England, right?
They're the ones, Amsterdam. Darcy is Darcy's the Valerie
God,
Cherish.
I'm so sorry. Right.
Everyone is so mean to her.
I don't understand why you don't let me cook the steak. Let me cut the steak. I just want to cut it. You want to cut it yourself? Just cut it. You know, this is like bullshit. Like, she's always telling me what to do. Like, I don't even like want
babe,
to like.
Babe, just come on. Babe, what? It's for the kids. No, I know how my kids like it.
And then, of course, they're fighting the entire time. And then he leaves at the airport. And they're like suddenly like loving with each other. And she's like, I'm going to miss him so much. And it's like, we just like.
Love my life.
Fighting.
Love my life. You know, he's love my life.
Those poor kids have to endure that.
Oh, it's the best. What's your favorite non-housewives?
By the way, if I get anything wrong, like.
We'll edit it out.
No, I don't even care. Please air all of it. But if I get anything wrong with Bravo, it's amazing now, like how many people are like, Kelly Ben Simone isn't the one who said systematic bullying. It was actually Ramona. When you take this job, you have to be like a specialist.
And there's a lot of stuff going around in that head. When you put in all these shows, all of a sudden it's all mixed up. You forget like what Mike did on Shaz's Sunset. You think that's what Leanne did. Not sure.
It's funny. I mean, I hope it doesn't come off that I play favorites to housewives, you know, but I mean, it really is how I got into this whole mess, you know.
What's your favorite non-housewives?
I guess the Below Decks.
Yeah, yeah.
Either that or Après Ski. That was a joke, everyone. I was really joking. Don't talk about Après Ski.
Have you watched any of like those one season wonders, like a Gallery Girls or Princesses of Long Island? Like,
I've given them chance. Yeah. I give everything on Bravo a shot.
Yeah.
I give everything a shot. Yeah. You know what? I really, and this is really going to make me sound like a shill, but I trust Bravo programming, and I've trusted it for a long time. I'm much older than all of your listeners and all you whippersnappers here, but
we have an old demographic.
There was a show called Show Dogs, Moms and Dads. Oh, you know, I'll tell you a really funny story. So I work for Andy Cohen now, who is great, and I really appreciate him not only on camera as a host of Watch What Happens Live. I think he is one of the best late night hosts out there. Like right. When they talk about Kimmel and they talk about Corden and talk about Colbert and Fallon, Cohen should be mentioned with all of them. You know, my wife and I have been watching Bravo for years, and I made a reference in front of Andy Cohen about Show Dogs, Moms and Dads. And for those who definitely don't know what I'm talking about, that was a show on Bravo 13, 14 years ago, maybe, about basically best in show dogs, or like agility dog owners and their trainers and the dogs. And it was best in show, but it was done like a real reality show, not like a joke, like the Christopher Guest people did.
We never discipline our dogs. These babies can do whatever they want, and we never get upset.
What's the point of even having a dog if you can't play dress up with it? After all, dogs are the new babies.
I don't have kids. These are my kids. My life revolves around these dogs.
And it was hilarious. And there was this one character who had like a, I think she had a Weimaraner, I'm saying that wrong, a Weimaraner.
Weimaraner.
A Weimaraner, whatever it's called. And the dog's name was Chelsea. And she took Chelsea on a walk on the beach, and I recall, and Chelsea cut her paw, and she was going, Chelsea! Chelsea! And it was like a full-on like triage, like with the bleeding paw and everything, and it was really funny. And I made a reference to Show Dogs, Moms and Dads to Andy Cohen, and he said, I was the executive on that show. Yeah. I brought that show to the network. And I was like, wow, like,
he's given us so much.
Well, like, of course he has. That's why, like, it's so funny when you listen to people or you like people, it's like you have similar tastes, and they're always going to bring you interesting material. And he's been bringing interesting material for coming up on 2 decades now. I mean,
you mentioned that Show Dog show, and I always feel like sometimes I'll be like asleep or something. I'll wake up from a nightmare, and just one of these like random Bravo facts pops in my head. Like Kristen Takeman's pop of color will just like come, and I'll be like thinking about her nail polish business. And it's like, I'm like, why is this thing taking up space in my head?
Kristen Takeman.
Right. Do you feel like that? Like some of the deep cuts will just kind of randomly pop up.
It's funny when I watch the shows and I try to come up with theories. And I've often done this with my wife, but it was just like conversing with my wife. And now I'm like really like doing the show Bravo's play by play. So we commented on one of our earlier episodes briefly about the New York three-part reunion that happened. And I was really trying to break down, you know, Bethany and Carol, and trying to come up with theories as to why it went south. So I try to go back a little bit to, like, if you recall, when Carol's first season, Bethany had a cry sesh about something. I don't know what it was about. And I remember Carol being like, hey, whoa, I don't do this. And she, like, chucked her a pillow, and she was like, wipe your tears away. And she was like, Bethany was like, I'm supposed to wipe my tears with this pillow? And she was like, yeah, let's buy it. It's $2. Like,
and I can't do it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Do you need a hug, or is that going to make you cry more?
No,
I'm not a hugger.
No, and I don't even know you. It's so weird. I want to talk to the person that works here and cry to them because it's weird. I just want to miss anything with her.
I was panicking because I'm not good in a very emotional situation.
So I was like, oh, wow. So it's amazing that, like, I was like trying to come up with like a theory as to, like, I don't know. Bethany thinks Carol is supposed to be this caring person, but Carol has never said that she was that person.
She showed her that up front.
She said up front, I'm not a hugger. And so it's fun to sort of go a little deeper and try and come up with theories, especially when you get history with people for a while. It's really fun watching Vicki Gumbelson and sort of like going back to Don. And
I mean, and still, she's still referencing Don. She's like, she's still in the current episodes, is like, stay with your husband. And then she'll say something about Don. And it's what's so great about Housewives and the fact that they've been on so long is because you think back and like, we've been watching since the beginning. You could be like, oh my God, I remember Don when they were happily married, and she's been through a couple relationships since.
Well, this is another interesting aspect about watching the Housewives and why it's different really than any other show. A, because it's real life and not make-believe like all those characters on Grey's Anatomy.
I still love Grey's.
I know. I don't know why I said Grey's Anatomy.
I'm 15 all seasons right. in. Listen, I'm going down with that ship.
Look, okay. I'm so sorry. It's not.
How dare you? No.
It's all real life. It's not make-believe like all those characters on Murphy Brown.
Yeah, fuck Murphy, we're done.
But it's been really fun, like, especially, like, I'll tell you when I felt like I had some secret knowledge and I was screaming at the screen. Earlier this season on Orange County, Vicky Gumbelson, Tamra, and Shannon went to Mexico for one of their famous Mexico trips. Mm-hmm. And we were really excited about it because there's always, like, shenanigans that go on there. And they all go to Andale's, that bar. And there's usually Tamra exposing herself. And it's fun.
Swooping it up in Mexico has always been one of my favorite things to do.
But they went down there. And if you recall, Vicky Gumbelson's newest love interest, Steve Lodge, said, quote, and this might not be the exact quote, so off my back, people, but yeah, something along the lines of, don't do anything your grandchildren are going to be ashamed of you doing. And she went down to Mexico, and she was on very good behavior, and it was really fun for us to watch because we've seen her down there lose her shit, like go become a different person. And that's what's so fun about Vicky is she's a party animal, and she was changing who she was because of this dude.
Yeah.
And it, like, I found myself like really like screaming at the set, like, this, you're not being true to yourself.
You're not yourself.
And what's so funny is we know Vicky better than Vicky knows mm-hmm. her. Like, we can jump through the screen and go, you're not being yourself. Yes. You're changing who you are. Yes. That's never going to work for you. It's never going to work out. Mm-hmm. Vicky, listen to us. If you wanted to work with Steve Lodge, be yourself. Right. Show him who you are. If he still loves you, then he's the one. If he doesn't, time to move on.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally get that. I totally feel you. It's like you're screaming through the TV. Jerry, I want to ask you about some of the other franchises. So sure. Beverly Hills, what do you make of the, have you looked into this LVP stuff? Allegedly, there are reports that people are mad at her.
So this is where we're going to get into a really fun, this is where we're going to get into a really fun conversation.
Right.
I guess the listeners will be the judge of that.
What have we been doing here, Jer?
You were talking about currently, if you follow
behind
Lisa,
the scenes stuff.
If you follow Lisa Rinna or Teddy Mellencamp or Erika Jayne on social media, they were claiming on social media right now that Lisa Vanderpump was not, I shouldn't say that, that one of the housewives was not at a photo shoot that they were taking, that they can take photos separately.
Photo.
Now, it's really funny. As a Bravo employee now, I got into, I'm not even joking when I say this, serious trouble for saying on social media that there was potentially a new castmate on Beverly Hills.
Denise. Is allegedly who you got in trouble.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, allegedly. It's over now. I mean, and I didn't know that that was not officially announced. It was a rumor.
Because the like Bravo we fans, all talk we about, all knew about it. But
we all knew about it, but it was not officially announced.
Right.
And I didn't know the difference between official announcements and just announcing between all of us.
Right.
Talking about it on podcasts at home.
And seeing it on their social medias, like they're filming. You know, you could see that Rinna is with Denise, so you can see that. So you got in big trouble for that.
I got in big trouble, man. I got a real, I thought for sure, it was just announced that I was going to be on Bravo's Play-By-Play. And within days of that, I incorrectly made a semi-official announcement about a new cast member.
You're like, and here's Denise on Beverly Hills.
I was seriously scolded for it. And I'll tell you when I was really worried is Andy Cohen is a personal friend of mine. So he's a friend before he's my boss. He's my boss now, but before all of that, he's my friend.
Yeah.
And if he asked me to do something, I would do it as a friend, not as a, he, I, right, I right, just, right. I, while I just love him. I saw him in an interview. Someone said to him, so the newest cast member has been announced. And he said, no, they haven't. And they said, well, yes, they have.
Right.
They said to his face, Jerry O'Connell said this. And he said, Jerry O'Connell knows nothing. That's what he said in an interview. He went, he knows nothing.
Yeah.
He knows nothing. Hurts. Don't ask him what's going on.
Yeah, he's not making
because Jerry O'Connell knows nothing.
Yeah.
And I was really scared, man.
Yeah.
I got scared. Now, that said, what you're referring to with this argument.
So what do you know behind
the scenes? I typically am not supposed to, I'm not supposed to talk about the making of these things.
Okay. So let's
That said, hold on a second. Okay. We all know it's out there because they put it on social media, so I'm allowed to comment on other people's social media.
Yeah, because Erika and Rinna did put it out there.
It is my opinion that if certain cast members of Beverly Hills who are from England,
dogs named Jiggy, and
don't want to take a photo shoot with other people, they've earned that place where they don't have to.
Interesting. Interesting. Now, what do you hope to see, like, as a just a fan who saw last season, like, what do you think would not, I mean, I don't even know what we know from behind the scenes, but what do you hope happens next season on Beverly Hills? Do you think they will step up the drama or should step up the drama? Because last season was a little...
I didn't mind last season. I love me some Dorit.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, let me just think if I get in trouble for saying this, and...
How about this? You
don't think I do. Hold on a second. Teddy Mellencamp. Yeah. Who I have met and is extremely beautiful, and her husband, super hot, in person, watching last season, I didn't like the crying tactic. I prefer, especially in these shows, if Erica Jane leaves your house, get in her face and say, why did you leave my house? Right. Don't cry and say it hurt my feelings. I prefer confrontation to a...
passive aggressive.
Like, yeah, emotional aggression.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that kind of bothered me. But you know what? Dorit, for me, is one of the...
She's up there.
She's a baller.
Yeah.
Her style. I'm going to say something controversial.
Yeah.
The best of any housewife.
The best of any housewife, really.
Better than another housewife also on Beverly Hills, who some people would say is the best.
Rinna. No, it's Erica. She's saying Erica.
Eileen Davidson. Hello.
Rinna's duster, I really want. I mean, I know it's for women, but I want to order a Rinna duster, like, so bad. They look so cozy. She's killing that QVC game. Anyway, so Dorit's the best dress.
What do I hope to see happens with Beverly Hills?
Is Denise, do you think Denise will bring drama? Because you know her personally. Or do you think she's going to be more of like a person who's friends with everyone and kind of a connective tissue, which we need on these shows too?
It's so funny. Look, I'm a fan of your podcast.
I know, I'm going to get you in trouble.
I'm a fan of your podcast, so I've heard in the past you talking about Denise Richards' other endeavors.
Well, I said her it's complicated. It was not complicated.
Okay, that's like another show that Denise is on, and you were critical of that. I think under the right circumstances, much like all the Housewives franchises, when you get a good cast together that clicks and can hit it.
Chemistry.
And by the way, that's why I don't say, everyone's like, who's your favorite franchise? It depends on what the cast is. For example, normally my favorite franchise is Atlanta. Last season,
not
that
so
cast
great.
Just didn't work for me, man. Yeah. Kim not going on trips, them fighting over cockroach videos. You know, it's just like doormat arguments in España. Like, they were like grasping at like arguments and things to fight over. It just didn't work for me.
Do you think Kim could ever return again in a proper way? Because I feel like we were all excited about Kim's return. But
I
then
gotta tell
just,
you, I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
Kim not going to Spain.
Yeah.
I was done with her. You know, yeah. I was just done with her. One of the rules is you got to go on that trip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we look forward to those trips. It's honestly, it's what we talk about. It's what we spend a good episode on every
reunion. I love
reunion
Jerry, right? I'm like, love how
talk about.
I love you so
and
much.
And you got to go on. No, it actually angered me. When Kim was not on that trip and then she called up and tried to start a fight over texting because her daughter made a video of a cockroach. No, Kim... Yeah. Kim is not invited back. You know what? Give Marlo a peach. Marlo went on that trip.
Marlo deserves it.
Marlo tried her hardest to make sure there was some sort of confrontation happening. Oh, God, what was Marlo drinking on those trips? It was something terrible like Fanta and vodka or something like...
Arbor Mist or something.
It was something like... it was Fanta. Don't quote me on this. I don't know exactly. But Marlo was like, get me another Fanta and vodka. And then she would talk about someone's doormat.
Marlo's
by the way,
a star.
My wife and I immediately went online and bought huge doormats after we saw that episode. I swear to you. And you know what? Marlo was 100% right. They are like doormats. Like, large doormats do make a difference.
Then you need a big one. You know, I think Dallas is so good right now because they do a lot of group events. You know, like, Dallas, I feel like, is constantly all together as a group. And that's what do you make of Dallas? Like, I love Dallas. I'm so passionate about it. What would you say to people who maybe they're not, they're used to the old guard of like, they love the OC and they love Beverly Hills. What would you say to someone to get them into Dallas?
You know, my wife said it perfectly when she said the thing that she likes the most about Dallas right now is the fact that because it's sort of a newer franchise, and because a lot of these women don't have large companies or like QVC lines or they don't work for like investors yet, mm-hmm. it's still like a little rough around the edges.
Yeah.
So their fights are still a little like
scrappy.
Scrappy and clumsily good. Mm-hmm. And I will fight anyone who wants to tell me different, but Leanne Locken is
greatest.
Maybe one of the best housewives of all
100%.
Time.
I 100% agree. I love Leanne.
I mean, the quotes
they're
that
just
she
hands.
Has given us. Yeah.
I know the boys who did it.
Went to the roundup.
This is dick sucked.
Dick sucked. Like, I know the boys best. Who did it. But because I'm going to tell you why that was such an amazing quote. Because if you close your eyes and listen to it, I don't know exactly the thing, but something about the roundup. He gets his dick sucked. And I know the boys who did it. So what it does is it gives us an image. If you close your eyes and listen to that, dick sucked at the roundup. You close your eyes and you think it's like a group of men in like I think of like chaps and like hats and super hot like guys off the farm with vests. And they're just sitting around with like a piece of hay, like almost like Midnight Cowboy, like at the back of a bar. And then like Carrie Dauber's like husband is like back there Mark. Just looking around like, hey, fellas.
Mark.
And like Mark. Yeah, Mark. And like he's just out there and they're like, hey. And then he like unbuckles his pants and like those guys with the cowboy hats just take their hats off. And it's like they just start like performing oral sex on him. And it's
everyone
just
that's
like
listening's wet right
it's
now.
Just like Carrie Dauber's husband like oh just get and like someone's watching that and then they like everybody buckles up and cleans up and then they go back out to the bar and then somehow those guys like are hanging out with Leanne one night and they're like, hey, you know your friend Carrie,
would you say
yeah?
Her husband, I sucked his dick last week at the roundup. What? Yeah, I sucked it real good. I sucked it dry. It's drier than an armadillo roadkill.
Also, it was boys, so it's like a group of boys did it. Like, it's just not just one. It was a group of boys who did it.
It's just really, it just, it was like, it had everything.
I love Leanne. Jerry, I had all these questions, and I'm not getting to any of them. But tell me about the New Jersey trailer. What do you think about New Jersey? Did you watch the trailer?
Oh, you know what? It's so funny. You were talking about Housewives. You were talking about franchises and just, you know, staleness and trying to make them exciting. They obviously blew up the whole cast of New Jersey and wanted to start anew. And I think it looks really promising.
Yeah,
I think it looks real promising. You know, there were a few storylines that I was really following in last season's New Jersey. And
Dolores is, I think Jersey was good last season. It was just a little short and like a little, maybe, I don't know.
It just didn't, it didn't for some click. Reason it didn't sit well with me. To be honest, it's been a little while since I've seen it, so I can't really go into detail. Right. Siggy was a weird storyline, you know, yeah. Like all that stuff. If anyone recalls, there was like a seminar where she was confronting people. It was strange.
Rough
it was
stuff.
Just, it just felt like, it just felt a touch wonky last season. It just felt strange to me. But I thought that new trailer looked super promising. What even looked more promising was, I found out this term just the other day, because now I'm a Bravo employee, the super tease. I'm not talking about you. Yeah. the super tease for Orange County for the rest of the season really
looks
had some
great.
Fun stuff. It had trips to Jamaica.
Vicky's facelift.
Vicky's cosmetic surgery. Really funny. Gina going, I see you. Look, you got your gobble removed. And like I saw day drinking and I saw cultural appropriation. They're all wearing the dreadlocks when they go to Jamaica. You know they're all going to be like eating edibles when they go down there. It's going to be
everything we want. Like a facelift.
Super fun.
Cultural appropriation, like all the best things.
I have a really fun theory on Orange County and why it's so good right now. Yeah. Is we have Gina, who is just entering a divorce and the hell that that brings and the pain and the drama and the, I mean, this is a terrible thing to say, the entertainment that that brings to these shows. I'm so sorry for saying that drama is, that divorce is entertaining, but everyone gets my drift. Oh, we have Kelly, who's just still not over her divorce, which just happened. It's fresh and still upset that her ex is dating other people that are in their circle. We have Shannon, who just with her new Shannon Savories is getting out of her divorce and finding herself and identify and like finding her own identity after 22 years of being with her husband, her ex-husband. David Bedore, quickly, hot or not hot?
Not hot.
Interesting.
I mean, he's if I didn't know anything about him, I'd say hot.
Yeah.
That one scene where he's in the hot tub and they were on their like second honeymoon or something. Do you remember that when he was like naked on the beach or something?
Yeah, I think he's
was
super
I attracted?
Hot.
Yeah, I was. Would I have turned him down? No.
Who's hotter, David Bedore or Mauricio of Beverly Hills?
David Bedore. I'm not a Mauricio. I mean, I like Mauricio as a, I like him on the show, but I'm not attracted to Mauricio. Yeah. You know who the hottest house husband is Romaine from Miami. Joanna's husband, ex-husband. Oh, do you remember?
Never
did you watch
did Miami?
Miami?
I'm so sorry.
Jerry, how dare you? Wait, Jerry. Oh, wait, let
me just say one last thing about Orange County and why it's so popular. And finally, we have Vicky, who's desperately trying to enter marriage. So it's like the full rainbow of
relationships
happening, and we're watching them all unfold in different storylines. There is not one boring storyline in Orange County right now.
And it's very interesting to me psychologically how they're all projecting onto each other.
Well, you know, actually, I have to tell you, we actually talk about this on Play by Play. Monday nights on Bravo. Do the ladies have a right to give advice to Gina about divorce? I mean... or on marriage at all. Like,
they shouldn't be.
Like, should you be taking divorce advice from any of these women?
Right, right.
And I actually think that the girls are trying to help Gina get through and deal with this. They've been through it, and they're like, you got to go through these feels or else you're like, you're going to...
They'll hit you later.
You're going to be miserable. Like, you have to start to cope with this and cope with this now. I think they're actually being... true friends.
I'm liking Orange County right now. I was skeptical starting it, going into it, and now I'm like totally on board. I like it. Jerry, I have to ask you, Mariah Carey is one of my favorite people of all time. I ask every guest what their favorite Mariah Carey song. You were famously in the Heartbreaker music video. I'm wearing my rainbow tank top underneath, my Mariah rainbow. Tell me, do you have any good story about Mariah? What's your favorite Mariah song? Is it Heartbreaker? God, I love her.
I mean, I guess I should say Heartbreaker. What is my favorite Mariah song? I mean, I guess I have to say Heartbreaker.
That video was so, do you feel that was iconic? Like, cause that was, I mean, Mariah fans, like that's one of her best videos. Like we love that video.
Why it's probably one of her best. I'll tell you, I mean, I was there. She looked amazing in that video. You know, I mean, famously wore that crop top.
The cutoff jeans she made popular.
When I met her, she was in that outfit and I was really attracted to her. Yeah. I mean, I was really like, because also she was like, a full woman. She was all woman, and it was just all boobs and butt, and just like, by the way, there's nothing like unreal about that situation.
And she was dating someone else at the time.
I'm going to tell you the story. It's highly annoying, but I met her and I was called into her trailer, and it was huge.
My dream.
And we were drinking champagne out of a Magnum, which I didn't know until that point actually had liquid in them. I thought they were just in like Italian restaurants or in like diners in New York as like decoration.
Mariah's got them on her trailer.
But it was like literally like I like had to hold it under my arm like I was like holding like a wheelbarrow and like pour it into flutes.
Wait, so was it just you two in the trailer?
Oh God, I feel like I'm at the Kavanaugh hearings. There were...
This is my version of the Kavanaugh hearings, Jerry. This is my version of that.
Oh man, this is crazy. Don't break out my yearbook. I'm boofing. I did a lot of boofing in high school. There may have been a security person who was in and out. You know, I may have been in there by myself for a second. Let me put it this way. I thought for a second... is this going to happen?
Like, it's all happening Sheena Shea style.
I wanted it to happen. Now, I was younger, so I wasn't as like, I didn't like smooth. Have the moves like Jagger, but like, I wanted it to happen. I was a single young man and I wanted it to happen. And it didn't happen at that point. I mean, I would never make a move, you know. I just couldn't. I was just in awe.
Bad timing.
In the awe of the whole situation, and she looked, still to this day, Mariah's beautiful, looked gorgeous, and the voice of an angel. I mean,
legend, queen, icon.
Soon after that, a security detail showed up, and fucking Luis Miguel.
Fucking, that's who she was dating.
Who she was going out with, and once he showed up, there was like four or five bodyguards deep. I actually didn't see her for the rest of the shoot. Wow. I saw her on set, but at that moment, he was like always at the monitor. And like, I couldn't compete with him. He's like, you know, a millionaire, like yeah. Latin.
That video is just so good. One more question, because I know we have to let you go. I want to ask you.
I don't have anywhere to go.
Oh, well, then sit tight. Sit tight. I want to ask you about Scream. So I love Scream. I'm doing like a whole separate episode on Scream, but I want to talk about Scream 2 for just a second.
You, I was one of the stars.
You were one of the stars of Scream 2.
Spoiler alert.
What do you,
Oh, do I have to say spoiler alert if a film is 20 years old?
No, it's old as fuck. Okay. It's old as fuck.
Can you imagine if someone was like, you son of a bitch, I haven't even seen that movie yet.
Wait, did you have any scenes with Laurie Metcalf? Now I'm like running through
the final scene, but I was possibly dead.
She's amazing.
I still see her a lot.
Oh, really?
I recently worked on Big Bang Theory with her.
Right.
She plays Sheldon's mother. Mom. Amazing fact. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Laurie Metcalf plays Sheldon's mother in Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm about to say?
Yeah, and her daughter plays in the young Sheldon, her daughter plays her as the young wife or something. I don't watch either, but I know what you're talking about. I just sadly know that.
Her biological daughter plays young Sheldon's mother.
Right. Mind-blowing.
Was your mind not blown when you found out about that?
It was, yeah. I mean, any Laurie Metcalf fact blows my mind.
Hey, really good actress, man.
She's so good. I know, she's fantastic.
As good as
Lady Bird. I mean, she's insane. And she, honestly, in Scream 2, she's fucking phenomenal. Yeah. Like, that whole last speech when she's talking about mother. Also, you were such, I mean, you're still such a stud now, but you were like such a stud too then.
Well, it's funny. I was basically the clean cut, like, frat boyfriend.
But you have a baby face. You feel like you're not aging at all.
It's Botox.
Do you moisturize?
We all, no, it's straight Botox.
You look amazing.
All over my body. What can I say about Scream 2?
I blacked out.
What can I say about Scream 2? You know what's funny about Scream 2 is I was, famously, when I was a kid, I was in Stand By Me.
Yeah.
So I was known as like the fat kid in Stand By Me. And like I went to college and, you know, still in college, like a lot of people were always like fat kid in Stand By Me. I was too young to realize it was like an iconic movie. It would anger me when people would say, call me fat kid from Stand By Me. It was almost like I felt insulted by it, you know. And then upon graduation, I did a science fiction show for Fox, and then I booked Jerry Maguire.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
So it was a big deal that I booked that role, you know? And it was a big deal because it was Tom Cruise and Cameron Crowe.
Bonnie Hunt.
There was talk about like Oscar stuff, and that was a big deal. That film came out, it was a really big deal, and the next film I booked was Scream 2. And that was around like Neve Campbell, Rebecca Gayheart, Courtney Cox,
Sarah Michelle Gellar, Portia de Rossi,
Laurie Metcalf, Jamie Kennedy,
David Arquette.
You know, there was like, it was like a young
huge stars,
and we'd all go out together, and I felt like I was part of like a brat pack, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I always felt like kind of like the fat kid from Stand By Me. Like, I just felt like, you know how we all, we all feel like outsiders. We all feel like we're not invited to the cool parties. Like, you'd come to LA and you'd look at the hills up here and you'd be like, I know there are cool kids hanging out up there. Why aren't I up there? I'm just as funny as all them. I'm just as nice. I should be in those parties. And when I did Scream 2, I felt like.
You felt like you're at the party.
I felt like I'm like, this is where I want to be. Like, this is, the party is here. Everybody wants to come to this party. And it was a real, like. It was a real confidence booster for me. Yeah,
I love that. No, I love that. I want to do a quick lightning round with you, and then I'll let you go.
Oh, please.
Lynn Curtin or Alexis Bellino?
Alexis Bellino. Favorite Jim Bellino.
Favorite Meg Ryan movie?
I guess Harry Met Sally. No. Inner Space.
Pretty Woman or My Best Friend's Wedding?
You're going to be really mad at me. I've never seen My Best Friend's Wedding.
How dare you? That's a wrap. Jessica Simpson or Mandy Moore?
You ready for this?
Yeah. These are the gayest questions you've had to answer on this press tour,
okay.
Huh?
Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. Did you ever date her?
Oh, I tried hard.
Yeah.
Tried hard. Saw her at a club. This was pre-marriage to Nick Lachey.
Pre-marriage.
Yeah. Saw her at a club and really like did this thing where I tried to get in her eye line and like she was in a VIP. This is what happened always. People were in VIP. Attractive stars were in VIP sections and I was not in the VIP section. I would call them over. I would go up to the ropes and I'd like try and call them over they'd usually come up and I go, yeah, I'm with her. And then I'd like walk in and then they'd be like, what was that? I don't know you. And I'd be like, hey, I just wanted to get in here. What's up? I'm Jerry. How are you?
I'm Jerry Maguire.
Let me buy you around. And that would usually be my end. And I tried that with Jessica Simpson, and I was like, hey, I was like calling her the ropes, and she flat out ignored me.
Jessica, how dare you? How dare you, Jessica? Skinny girl.
let me just say, did you, since we're talking about Bravo, did you see her sister, Ashley Simpson, and Evan Ross on Watch What Happens Live?
I did, yes. And it was a weird appearance, did you think?
You know, I thought those two kids were pretty good together. Yeah. Have you watched their reality show?
I have.
What are your thoughts on that?
I like it. I think it's cute. It's E does a different style, a different pacing of reality TV.
Sure.
And it, not good or bad, it's just completely different than Bravo. So the first episode, it was like, what's going on? It's a little slow. But then once you adjust, and I feel that way about Kardashians too. If like I put it on, mm-hmm. it's a little slower paced, right. And it's a different kind of show. Like Bravo has a certain pace.
Sure.
So I like it, and I like the music they're putting out together really a lot.
Good.
Actually. Yeah.
Look at that.
Skinny Girl Margarita or Ramona Pina Grigio?
Skinny Girl Margarita.
Three favorite things about Kelly Ripa, or the first three that come to mind.
Let me really be nice about this, because Kelly Ripa came and was a guest on our...
She's on the next episode.
Man, and I got to say, that girl does not have to come on that show. Like, yeah. she doesn't have to come on that show. She's a big star.
Right. I like, love Kelly Ripa.
She doesn't have to come.
Yeah.
And she came. I mean, honestly, like, she is super nice.
Right.
And I mean, I know we're friends and all that stuff, and... You know I co-hosted, you know, Kelly and Ryan a bunch of times.
You're so amazing on it. My mom's like obsessed with you on that.
Sure. Moms love me. But she didn't have to come on that Bravo show.
Yeah.
And as a lark, we like asked her, and she was like, you want me there? Great. What time? And she showed up, and she does that because she's like a nice person. Right. I've got news for you. If she asked me to like come and be on her show because she was in a jam, I probably would be like, I'm in LA.
Busy.
I'm doing a podcast. I mean,
pocket,
I could, but I mean, like, it's just, you know, if you really need me, yeah.
Right.
Like, and she was just there. Three things I can say. Gorgeous, super fun, really sexy.
Also her, I mean, that job, I feel like you were so great on it, and she's been doing it forever. And Kathy Lee and Hoda too. It's like, I feel like a morning show gig where you have to be entertaining, a high energy, but not too high energy. Like the balancing act of morning TV. Like I'm endlessly fascinated by talk shows, and I just think she's one of the best. Like watching her steer that ship is so, she's so good.
Definitely Kelly Ripa, one of the best. I'm going to break down my best because I watch endless daytime television as well. I'm a huge Wendy Williams fan.
Wendy's amazing. And you took over for her once.
I love, I mean, my
and
day
you were
is
fantastic at it too.
My day starts with Kelly Ripa, Kelly and Ryan. And then it mojis on over to Wendy Williams.
Sure.
It goes right. It just one goes right into the other. I love Hot Topics with Wendy Williams.
Me too. I watch her. I only do her Hot Topics. Unless it's a guest, then I'll watch it. But her Hot Topics, like she does 20 minutes. Or how long was it you did the show? It's like 20.
You know, let me just give you some insight. For those who don't know, you can look it up on YouTube. Wendy took a sabbatical earlier this year. And they asked me, Wendy personally asked me, to fill in for a week.
Right.
And it was a big deal because Wendy had never had someone fill in. You know, on Kelly and Ryan, they have people fill in all the time. Wendy had never had someone fill in. And I really felt like it was the greatest honor
mm-hmm.
that's ever been bestowed on me. I've got news for you. I could win a Pulitzer. And notice how I pronounce that. And it would pale in comparison to Wendy allowing me to co-host her luxury cruise liner.
Right. She's
but
amazing.
It was so scary because you don't realize how scary it is that Wendy comes out for 20 minutes and talks by herself.
Just on that fucking purple chair, like in captivating the audience.
You know, when I had done Kelly and Ryan a bunch, you're there with Kelly. Like Kelly doesn't even need anyone.
Right.
So it's like, it's beyond a crutch. It's like you don't even have to like do anything. You're just on autopilot. You're just sitting in the passenger seat, and all you have to do is say yes or, you know, maybe make one joke in between whatever funny things Kelly is saying, because Kelly really knows what Kelly's doing.
Yeah.
But that first day, I had to go out and do 20 minutes.
20 minutes. It's worse than stand-up, really, because you're talking about specific topics. Like, you can't talk about whatever you want. You have to talk about these.
It was the most scared I've been. I did do a Broadway show. And that was scary the night we got reviewed, but It was the most scared I've been in my adult life.
You were fantastic. Yeah. I truly, I watched it. You were amazing. Jerry, I'm going to let you go because I've been keeping you for so long, but tell me about Play by Play.
Play by Play, Monday nights on Bravo. It's Andy Cohen's baby. It's, it's Meet the Press, except instead of, you know, talking about the Kavanaugh hearings, we're talking about Vicky Gumbelson's love tank.
And we truly need it now more than ever because the current news is so dark and everything. And I feel like we all need a half an hour to go and just, you know, replay our stories. recap our stories.
It's a really fun. It's a really funny show. You know, what's funny is I think they're looking for, you know, programming that goes, you know, beyond, you know, what it's almost like if the after show after Watch What Happens Live kept recording. It's like we get a little more time with these topics and stuff. And it's really fun. We go into our meetings every week and we've watched every episode and they go, what do you want to talk about? And it's like, I want to talk about Vicky not being herself and Steve Lodge and Vicky changing who she is and the fact that we know her more than anybody else does. And they go, okay, that'll be one of our topics, you know?
Amazing.
It's super fun. And we have to get you on there.
Oh my God, I would die, Jerry. I'd love it. That's all I want to do is talk about Housewives. All I want to do in life. What I love about you on Play by Play, it's only been one episode, but you could tell, and even talking to you now, you are so fucking passionate about these topics, and that's it makes the Bravo loving audience, it makes us feel like one of us is on that.
Let me just say where it really all changed for me. This is maybe 12 years ago. I don't know the exact dates, but I was a friend of Andy Cohen's, and he had just started hosting Watch What Happens Live, which was, this is before you guys were even born, only on Sunday nights.
No, I watched it.
It was one night a week.
Yeah.
And it was the best. Because it would come out of whatever Housewife was on just that one night a week on Sundays, and he would have the live after show. And
remember that NeNe and Kim fight?
Of course.
You need to go somewhere.
Drag queens are great. I love drag queens.
You're the one that called me a drag queen, and I think that it was a compliment. Thank you. Now go to sleep, wig, and close your legs to marry me.
Night, night.
Close your legs to marry me.
Close your legs to marry me. Close your legs to marry me. When I have never denied the fact that Papa is married. So come up with something else, a little bit more original.
The first episode he invited me to was after, I believe, a couple episodes of New Jersey's second season. Don't quote me on this. And Melissa Gorga was a brand new cast member. And Trey, Teresa, was giving her a real hard time. And like basically the gist of the storyline was, you owe me, I got you this, yeah, you're this on the job. Show. I guess it's also like...
But then she sort of like secretly went behind her back, maybe.
I don't want to generalize the stereotype, but you know, I think, you know, a lot with New Jersey is like, you owe me, like where's my cut?
Right.
Where's my cut? You know, I'm a part of this too. I got you this job.
Yeah, you're here because of me.
Right. And Melissa Gorga was sort of, it was her first season. She was sort of this younger, doe-eyed wife of...
Fresh-faced
wife of Joe Gorga. And Teresa was really giving it to her. And Andy Cohen invited me to be on The Housewives with Teresa Giudice after the table flip and everything. I was so honored. I was honored. And I sat next to her and Andy said to me live on the show, Jerry, what's your opinion? And I'm sitting next to Teresa Giudice. I'm looking at Joe in the front row. And they're an intimidating couple, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they're intimidating. And he's like glaring at me. And I said, I got to tell you. I said, Teresa, you had us all at prostitution whore. We're all on your side. Nobody's not on your side. No, we, Teresa, Trey, we love you.
Yeah.
We love you.
Entered the Hall of Fame that night with the table flip.
The Hall of Fame. You're the founder.
Yeah.
You're the Walt Disney.
The Walt of Bravo.
But the way you're treating your sister-in-law, it makes you seem a little jealous of the younger cast member coming in. And I said that, and I couldn't believe I said it on air. Like, I was scared. I didn't know if Joe was going to jump up and hit me, or I didn't know what was going to happen. And like, Teresa was like explaining herself and like saying, no, understand. Look, I got this. And like, she like explained herself and I was like, I understand. Hey, listen, we love you. But the way it looks to us is that you're jealous of your younger sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. That's how it looks to us. And The next day, I took my kids to Baskin and Robbins, and there's this lady who worked at Baskin and Robbins, who I had like a nodding relationship with, and my kids got a scoop, you know, 3 days a week or whatever. And I went in there and I went, hey, yeah, a scoop of mint chocolate chip, a scoop of, you know,
sherbet,
cookie dough. And I walked in and she went, oh my God, I couldn't believe that you said that.
Yeah,
to Teresa, you were absolutely right. I couldn't believe you said that. And I went, oh yeah. And she went, I was screaming at the TV. I was like, you're right. Go into her. And I was like, wow, there's really something to be said about like expressing your opinions mm-hmm. on these shows, you know? Yeah. And you have to come in with an opinion. And I love it when those guests like Chloe Moritz was on a month ago, and right. she was talking about how she's a fan of Leanne Locken and these hands. And it's just like whenever you see Jennifer Lawrence come on there and she talks about how much she loves, don't quote me on this, I think Dorinda or Bethany, or she had them, or the Countess or something. And she had that
dinner party with Countess and Bethany at
right.
one point. Yeah.
I mean, you love it when you see that. So then anytime I came on Watch What Happens Live, I tried to always serve some take, you know?
Well, it's so great as a Bravo fan to see someone like a star like you or Jennifer Lawrence or whoever that loves Bravo as much as we do. It's just...
But Andy also lovingly always put me on with like whoever was going through it, you know? Right. He always booked me with...
Because he knew you'd be able to talk about it and he knew you'd be able to go in if there was a question or something.
He always booked me with some good ones. He booked me with Sonia Morgan right after she had that whole rejuvenation thing, which was such like, I mean, just amazing. She booked me with Carol Radziwill once. I forget what was happening there.
Do you think Andy, when he called her Trumpian on your show...
That was crazy.
In your face, you were like shocked. Were you...
Yeah, it's actually a gift away. Now. You can download it. My face. I couldn't believe he said it.
I was shocked too.
It's crazy because we never see Andy take sides.
Yeah.
Especially in reunions. And, you know, that's why when he came on, I see it as a gift that he gave it to us because, you know, Jezebel wrote an article about
Carol it. Carol responded to it.
Carol responded right. to it and said that he was Trumpian. But I really don't recall Andy getting into such a public battle with a housewife.
I guess agree.
Kim Zolciak, there was something about how he wasn't defending her, but you know, he can say, look, I'm not supposed to take
right.
sides
I
here.
Think he just sort of stepped back from Kim Zolciak, but with the Carol thing, it felt like he actually, I mean, saying, of all people to say is Trumpian, I think that was some, of course, she got upset about it.
Look, it's evident as after his appearance on Bravo's Play-by-Play, we got the exclusive mm-hmm. with Andy that he's got an issue with Carol.
I mean, your face, it was, that's why it's a gift now, because your face was just like, what? I, you couldn't believe it.
Oh, I've actually used it like five times since then. My wife and I got into a fight last night.
I loved how she was on it too. It was so
cool. Yeah, it's cute. It's cute that my wife comes in there. It's really fun too, because it's the four of us and it's sort of like a basement set with all these like Bravo relics around there. And then like Rebecca, my wife comes on and she's sort of like this big screen thing, like looking down. It's almost like opening the basement door and being like, hey guys, hold on a second. I heard what you were saying about Dorinda. Look, if she's not ready and she says she doesn't have a problem, then there isn't a problem. Okay, that's it. Case closed. I'll see you guys later.
Bye. I love that.
It's sort of fun, you know, because when you do these shows like Andy's Clubhouse, it has to have actually it has to have sort of like when you watch What Happens Live, you feel like you're in Andy's
feel
like you're in a lounge, you know?
Right.
And this, you know, I think Bravo's Play-by-Play is supposed to feel like a basement mm-hmm. and instead of poker night where they're talking about where they're talking about Kelly Dodd and does she have a right to be to judge who Mike her ex goes out with, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I love the small. That's what made Watch What Happens Live succeed at such a quick pace, but I loved it. Jerry, I love you so much. Thank you for doing this show.
Man, what an honor.
This
really,
is, I mean, truly
such
a dream.
A fan.
I'm so excited for Play-by-Play every Mondays.
Oh, by the way, can I talk about the setting of where we're doing this recording
from? This is my house. It's a haunted house.
So we're in your apartment and you already have Halloween decorations are all up and out.
Look, no shame. I love Home Goods. Home Goods are a huge fan. And did I go to Home Goods last weekend and go a little overboard? Yeah.
No, but
am I proud of it? Yeah.
It's just we're just into October, and they're already all up.
No, it's
they're
a haunted fucking house. I always feel weird about having people at my house because I'm like, oh my god, I feel vulnerable. But
are we going to have Thanksgiving decorations that are going to go up right after?
Oh, 100%. There's like turkey paraphernalia,
and then they come down and immediately holiday decorations.
Yeah, like Christmas will be up before Thanksgiving.
Then immediately Christmas down, and then New Year's decorations?
No, New Year. No, Christmas will be up until March. And then we start the cycle over again.
I love it.
Like, I love people- it. I like holiday. I'm a big holiday. I'm very basic. I love it. I think it makes me feel good that I don't know holidays.
Oh, by the way, I want to shout out to anyone who has like an Instagram account. I don't need pictures at your local pharmacy of the like Halloween decorations that are out and say like, this is too soon already.
Right. Let people enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's just such an annoying, like, standard, like, post, like, you know, right after this, it'll be like the Christmas decorations will be out and be like, this is no, really? People, it's November.
I know. People are like that with Christmas music. It's like, I want to listen to Mariah Carey's. I was at a wedding a couple weeks ago in Ohio, and I was requesting Mariah Carey's Christmas music, and they didn't play it. And I was like, come on, everyone will be happy if you play it. Like, yeah. You ever play All I Want for Christmas Is You in the middle of September? People jam the fuck out to it.
Sure. I'm more of a George Michael Last Christmas.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a classic. Jerry, thank you so much. This was fun.
Love it.
Okay, guys, let's take a quick break. And then we'll come back with just a few final thoughts.
Icons, if you're anything like me, you love to spend TV commercial breaks browsing real estate listings. Now, I love watching my favorite shows and also looking up homes, especially the ones that I know that I can't afford. And my favorite app to use is Redfin. When Matt and I were looking for a home, we used the Redfin app to search for homes in the area. And within our budget, the Redfin app made it super easy. Now, Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. Plus, if you see something you like, you can book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With the listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So Redfin made it so easy to filter out the homes that didn't meet or have the necessities I wanted. I still use it to search for homes close by and in the cities my favorite reality TV stars live. Download the Redfin app to get started. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus, iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow-knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes us savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/iconic.
Yeah. Oh my God, you guys, wasn't Jerry great? I swear, I had heard that he's one of the nicest humans, and truly, 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 he is. I can confirm that. I had such a delight talking to him. Oh my God, he was just such a gem, and he knows his Bravo stuff. He knows his stories, and I appreciate that. So I want everyone to watch Play by Play. It's on tonight if you're listening to this podcast the day it comes out. It's tonight, Monday nights, 10 p.m. on Bravo. Please check it out. Kelly Ripa's on the episode tonight, which Kelly Ripa's a gem, a human, an icon, a human. She's definitely a human, but she's like a queen, a legend, someone that we need to support and we need to cherish because she's one of our national treasures. So, and so is Jerry, to be quite honest. So please, everyone, check that out. We need this to keep going so that I could get on it. And we need that. That's a shameless plug, but you know what? It is what it is. I hope you guys enjoyed my chat with Jerry. I want to thank Michelle. Michelle is the one who organized this wonderful interview, and she's just the best. So thank you, Michelle. Bravo. Oh, I want to say that I didn't get to the Facebook questions from the Everything Iconic Facebook group. I asked some of you guys for questions, and unfortunately, you guys, I didn't even get to most of my questions. But it was for the best reasons, because Jerry's so chatty and he knows his stuff. So I apologize, but I do want to encourage everyone to join the Everything Iconic Facebook group. If you go to facebook.com, just search Everything Iconic. The group is called Everything Iconic, the Cynthia Swan Crisis Center for Pop Culture Lovers. Please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. I also want to thank Adam Salandra, who's been on the show before. Adam produced this episode, so I want to thank Adam for being here. He was so wonderful and helpful. And speaking of Adam Salandra, I want to encourage everyone to go on over to Patreon. So the Everything Iconic Patreon page, it's like a subscriber page. So for $4 or more per month, you get access to a bunch of Everything Iconic bonus episodes. And right now, because this is very important, there is a comeback pop dive. So if you were tuning in today and you were hoping for one of the traditional pop dives, it wasn't here. Surprise. Surprise. You just listened to an hour that wasn't that. However, we do have a comeback pop dive over on Patreon. So The Comeback is my all-time favorite show, truly my number one. It's with Lisa Kudrow. It was on HBO for 2 seasons. Hopefully it'll be on another season. Anyway, Adam and I did a comeback pop dive. Full episode. It's over on Patreon. And it was originally scheduled to be the Monday episode. However, we got this interview. So, of course, we had to flip it around a little bit. So the comeback pop dive's over on Patreon. And then maybe in a couple months or something, we'll put it on the main feed. But I just wanted to let everyone know and encourage everyone to go listen to that because it's really, really fun. And also, just the support on the Patreon is what allows me to keep making this podcast. So I want to thank all the Patreon subscribers. I love you guys so much. And if you want to help out, you want to subscribe, you want to do that, just go to patreon.com/everythingiconic. Again, that's patreon.com/everythingiconic. And for $4 or more per month, you get access to all of those bonus episodes. And your money just helps us make this podcast. So I want to thank everyone that's over there. This Thursday, we'll have more Bravo talk, and then next Monday will be another pop dive. I want to thank Samsung Technologies for sponsoring this podcast. And what else? There's one more thing. We have to do our cool down, which has quickly become my favorite part of this whole podcast. So I want everyone to take a deep breath in. Breathe out. Take another deep breath in. Breathe out. Take one more deep breath in, and I want you guys to think of a song that you really love, like your favorite song or a song that makes you happy or the first song that comes to mind. Breathe out. And whatever that song was, hopefully it was something that makes you happy. I want you to go and listen to that song, and don't worry about doing anything else. You know, just go put on that song. If you're driving, put it on while you're driving. Be careful, though, if you're driving. If you're at home, just put on that song. And just enjoy the music. Don't think about anything else. Don't think about hopping onto Twitter while you're listening to the song. Or don't think about anything you have to do. Don't think of your to-do list. Don't think of your work. Just zone out and enjoy that one song. Let the cares and worries of your day melt away while you listen to that song that you love. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. I love you so, so much. Bye.